Charlotte Sometimes by Penelope Farmer. Read by Hannah Gordon. Part 1. Chapter 1. By bedtime, all the faces, the voices, had blurred for Charlotte to one face, one voice. She prepared herself for bed, very slowly and deliberately, cleaning her teeth with a new green toothbrush, undressing awkwardly, because she did not like to hide herself in the washing cubicle with her fellow new girl, Susanna. But she was, on the other hand, much too shy and strange to undress as openly as the other three, Vanessa, Janet, and Elizabeth. Vanessa wandered about for 10 minutes at least in just her vest and navy blue school knickers. She had freckles all over her legs. Charlotte had never seen anyone with freckled legs before. Susanna had ceased chattering, which was a relief, but still giggled whenever Janet and Vanessa did, though she could not possibly have heard what they were giggling about. Janet and Vanessa talked, or rather whispered, exclusively to each other. The fourth girl, Elizabeth, was sprawled on her bed, reading a book. Charlotte had a book beside her, too, but was so tired and confused she did not want to open it now. Her eyes felt stretched and huge. The light seemed too bright for them, glaring on white walls, white sheets, and bedcovers. Even the polished brown linoleum seemed to shine too much, so that the darkness, when the light went out, was thankful and cooling. "Pull the blind up, Charlotte," a voice ordered. Vanessa's, probably, but it might have been Janet's. Charlotte had to climb to the end of her bed to do that, and the blind, speeding up with a hiss, saw the moon rising across the river, a huge September hunter's moon, the colour almost...